Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Lindell, that the mainstream media is seeing as a terrorist mastermind, is joining us coming up here on the other side of this break. But I wanted to play a clip of Texas Congressman Troy Neils, who was going to be on the January 6th committee, but they wouldn't let any real Republicans on it, pointing out the elephant in the room, that they were told there'd be an attack the day before, so they ordered half the police to leave, but 1,000 FBI sat there in plain clothes and watched the outmanned, overmanned police be overrun, showing premeditation. Here's local Dallas television, WFAA, talking about it. You guys send me audio?
Brazoria County is outside Houston, and he spoke to us from his office in Washington.
Congressman, welcome to the program here. Speaker Pelosi accepted you to be on the committee and three other Republicans, four other Republicans as well. But when Pelosi rejected two of your colleagues, that's when Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy pulled everyone off. Do you think that was a mistake by not giving you a voice?
No, I don't believe so. First off, Jason, thank you for having me. No, what happened is. Speaker Pelosi had her pick. She chose eight, and Leader McCarthy had the ability to select five. He selected five with Mr. Banks and Mr. Jordan and I and others. But when she rejected two, is what she did is she rejected all five. In the history of this institution, in over 230 years, it's never happened where the Speaker has rejected the picks from the minority. It's never happened before. So she really, quite honestly, when she rejected two, she rejected all five.
Congressman, you said that, I read that you said that you reviewed a Senate report, you and your staff did, and discovered things in the report that are alarming and need to be investigated. What are some of those things?
Number one, the Capitol Police, the senior leadership of the Capitol Police, had an enormous amount of intelligence. They just didn't share it with people. There's a January 3rd report that was so conflicting. I mean, and it was an intelligence report. It was the last report that they actually disseminated, but they only disseminated it to the leadership of the Capitol Police. That's why Mr. Dunn, one of the officers, he thought, what is happening here? This was supposed to be, January 6th was supposed to be no different than any other demonstration. So no, that report says at the end of it now, it's several pages, maybe 15, 16 pages. At the end, it talked about their intelligence showed that the Capitol building was going to be on the radar. The Capitol building, they were coming to the Capitol. They talked about extremist organizations and groups. They mentioned the Proud Boys. They mentioned Oath Keepers. There was an enormous amount of intelligence, Jason, but it wasn't disseminated and it wasn't shared. Because if I would have been the chief of police at that point in time on January 3rd, and I saw that report, I would have had the National Guard activated, ready to go on January 4th. They would have been here on the 5th, and they would have been here on the 6th.
Could you have done that, though, without the White House approval?
You don't need a White House approval. What you need is it's called the Capitol Police Board, which is made up of the two sergeant-at-arms, okay, the two sergeant-at-arms, and the architect of the Capitol. So I think the chief of police would have shared that information to those gentlemen, Mr. Irving and Mr. Stanger. I think they could have got that done. And ultimately, yes, you would work with the D.C. Capitol, the D.C. National Guard, General Walker. You would have had the guard here on the 4th. They should have been here on the 4th.
Congressman, I want to switch gears in this final moments here, too. Democrats and Republicans in the Senate reached a bipartisan deal on the infrastructure proposal proposed by President Biden. You obviously sit on the House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure. I'm curious, based on what you're hearing there on Capitol Hill, do you support this?
Well, what you do, Jason, this is what I do know. You hear a lot of things. I haven't seen the text of the bill. I don't know exactly. You know, we saw a picture on the lawn a couple of weeks ago where President Biden came out and said that he had Republicans and Senate and Democrats working together on a bipartisan infrastructure bill. But I haven't seen the bill.
All right, folks, we're going to go to break. Mike Lindell joined us on the other side. He has been debanked. One American News has been jerked off of one of its main satellites. This is the purge out of the midterms. Back in 60 seconds with Mike Lindell.
Three very important life-saving words: vitamins, minerals, amino acids. And you find them all in Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals from really good, high-quality, absorbable sources, and a bunch of key compounds, amino acids, known to help get the nutrients into your tissues, into your cells. And despite the fact that the product is going to sell out in the next week or so, we're going to keep it on sale at 50% off for another 7 days. So again, I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. We're going to run this for a week, and then we are going to be selling out of this product. Hopefully more comes in the next month or so, because it's a bestseller. And it's something everybody needs for their immune system and their body. Get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now and support the InfoWar 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We just got it for two segments. I really appreciate him coming on. I saw Jimmy Kimmel attacking him with an actor pretending that Mike Lindell had been put in prison because he was questioning the election. That's their big push. And his great office manager, with their thousands of employees, sent us Friday the actual bank recordings of their bank saying, sorry, we can't have anybody that might be under FBI investigation. Well, same thing happened to us a couple of years ago. It happened again a few months ago. That's why I tell listeners this is hellish. And the persecution is just incredible. So he's here to talk about that. He's here to talk about the J6 committee trying to investigate him now, just absolutely trying to purge their political enemies. And so regardless, Mike Lindell's not perfect. I'm not perfect. But we're men in the arena. And that's why if you want people to keep fighting, we need to support what we're doing, both at MyPillow and also at Frank's Speech and also at InfoWars. Because if they can take us down, they believe they can take you all down. They want to make an example out of us. So we got to hang together, as Benjamin Franklin said, or hang separate. Mike Lindell, please give us an update, and thanks for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me on. Yeah, I got to take you back. You know, I've been with this bank for years, this Minnesota Bank and Trust in Heartland Financial, and I had my Lindell Recovery Network. This is for, Alex, this is for addicts. It's a free platform, LindellRecoveryNetwork.org. It's free online help that I set up years ago. And then we had the My Store, which is for entrepreneurs, USA-made product, Lindell Foundation, Lindell Outreach, all these platforms. Well, all of a sudden, last spring, I added to the bank account, I added frankspeech.com. Well, isn't that funny now? All of a sudden, the timing, they send this banker, calls up my controller and says,
The recordings. I didn't play them because of, different state laws, but you sent them. They said, sorry, we can't have the FBI investigating us. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah. Well, no, it wasn't. They said they're worried about their being caught in the news, that if Mike Lindell is in the news, they're getting worried about it. And they did bring up, if you got subpoenaed or something, we don't want to be in the news that we were your banker. Well, so would you just walk away? We want you just to leave. And I go, that ain't happening. You're going to have to shut my account down, bank. Because then if you, and they go, well, if we do that, it's going to look bad for you. No, it's going to look bad for you because I got out in front of it, Alex, and told the whole world.
No, I totally agree, because they said we can't have the FBI in here with subpoenas, which hadn't even happened yet, which, again, running scared like Nazi Germany. The deplatforming happened online. Now it's happening with banks and businesses that support America. Americans must galvanize against this. We need congressional and legislative action, don't we, against this?
Absolutely. You know what it needs? We need, and I actually had brought it a year ago, I had brought it to the president, but I didn't, we did, it was too little too late, to have a law where you can't go after people because of what they believe politically. That's crazy that you can do all these things. Do you know, Alex, a year ago, with over a quarter million people were deplatformed, not just Donald Trump on his Twitter. That was on YouTube, Vimeo, Twitter, Zuckerbucks, Facebook, all these platforms. Even a lot of churches were deplatformed because they said things that they believed in. And it's disgusting. It's every day they're trying to suppress our voice. They're trying to keep our voice down. And I want to encourage all your watchers, listeners too. You guys, you go out there, you might have 100 friends or 500 friends or 5,000, whatever you got, you email them and you call them and you do this on a daily basis and tell them the real news that's going on, the stuff that we all need to hear about that you're not hearing on your terrible news outlet, Fox News. Because they don't talk about anything that's going on. They're not going to tell you that the bank have canceled me. You know, wouldn't that be news that a company, you know, and a charity and a network that's helping addicts, if the bank wants to cancel them, that should be headlines on Fox News. You know, and just show.
Well, exactly. That's how the left plans with the social credit score to impoverish us and take control of us. This is what Hitler first did when he got in power the first 5 years, was take his political enemies' banking away. And then you know what happened next. This is really dangerous.
Yeah, it's very dangerous. And I'll give an example. Last year, and this is not as good example, but when they were canceling the box stores and when they were canceling the shopping channels, I didn't tell anyone this back then because it was kind of a scary situation. 12 TV stations came to me and said, we're not gonna sit this one out, Mike. We don't want your ads right now. And I said, if you cancel my ads, then you're never coming back. I gave him a choice that day. It was almost a year ago today. And I said, you got a choice to make. Alex, they made the right choice. Now those stations are flourishing. My pill is their number one selling product. But the point I'm making is if they would have started that, all TV might have piled on and said, we don't want to deal with them. You know what I mean? Well, this is the same way with this bank. This needs to be stopped in its tracks. And tens of thousands of people, we played the recordings on our platforms, which we can. Minnesota's a one recording law where we were able to put these recordings out of what this bank said. And then, we put their phone numbers up. People, thousands of people called the bank. They went there. I think there's even people there running around the parking lot today saying, don't you dare do this because are you going to start something? What about somebody that doesn't have a voice, Alex, and they get their bank account canceled? Because
Well, I mean, that's the whole leftist plan is this incredible bullying. And that's what I tell stations and everybody. And I've noticed leftist bullying against this show. Most of the time when leftists threaten our radio stations, they put us on more. And that's the American spirit. We're not built as Americans to give in to bullies. And we've been giving in to political correctness too long. It's time to stand up for My Pillow and stand up for Frank Speech and stand up for InfoWars. And if we don't, we're going to lose it all, folks.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And people have responded. I believe, I tell people, we're better off every day. People say, well, how are we sitting, Mike? I said, every day I feel better than the day before. With all the stuff that's happening now with the 2020 election, all the laws are changing and all the stuff that's going to become the house of cards they had of all those crimes come crumbling down. But more importantly is our communications. We're all on to the big fake news outlets. We're on to that, and we're even getting on to the fact that the ones that don't talk, the conservative media that's doing more damage by not talking about stuff that's out there. And we have all these other platforms now with the frankspeech.com and your InfoWars, all these places that people are going for information now, and even their own smaller podcasts and everything. Alex, people are communicating, and the truth is breaking through out there, And that's what encourages me. It really gives me, I was at the rally yesterday in Arizona, and there, it seemed like there were 60,000 people.
It was amazing.
Everybody's just
You're talking about the big Trump rally, and there was Trump talking about Ray Epps and the false flag. Exactly. They're not going to blame you and I. And I guess I talked to you about this off air. You didn't even know. That's why they're subpoenaing you with the January 6th. They're in the news trying to act like that we're all in some conspiracy to attack the Capitol. That is just preposterous. We never talked about any of that.
Well, Alex, if you know, last year on June 25th, the FBI came out with their report after January 6th, a 4 or 5 month investigation, said there is absolutely no conspiring between Donald Trump or his followers whatsoever. They said that. The FBI said that.
That's
probably
true.
To cover their own tracks. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. But here they are. This has all been election deflection. It's all a bunch of garbage. A year later, this little committee they set up on January 6th, they subpoena Verizon to get my phone records. I'm not going to take that. I got nothing to hide there. They could, you know, I said to my lawyers, well, give it to them. That, you know, I don't care. I got nothing to hide. That I tell it like it is. And then they go, no, Mike. And I said, you know what? I said, let's just sue them. So we did.
Well, that's the thing, is if it was a real committee and part Republican, I would go for it. But they wouldn't let the Republicans put any of their real members on it. It's totally staged. All right, one more segment with Mike Lindell. I want to ask him about the 2022 midterms, now only 295 days away. And I told him when he was saying 6 months ago, hey, we're going to overturn it now. I said, I don't know if that's going to happen. But I said, regardless of the work he's doing and through the states and through the audits, and now the laws that are going to pass are going to stop the next deal. And that's what I know is going to work. And Mike Lindell and MyPillow has been the very tip of the spear and has been attacked for it. That's why you should really support.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's H-E-A-R-T-D-R-O-P.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
On this Monday, January 17th, broadcast. Got the hiccups all of a sudden. The dramatic music is making me do that. Mike, looking at the midterms, looking at what we've discovered about election fraud, looking at poll numbers, as you know, in Republicans and Democrats showing more and more of a majority, 80% of Republicans, 40% of Democrats on the average poll believing there was election fraud. All of their demonizing you and Trump and others that have questioned it has not made the public think that Biden really won. And then his terrible policies and his terrible delivery has really turned people off. He has the lowest approval rating of any president since polls were taken. What are your predictions and what do you want to say about the midterms that we're accelerating towards?
Well, I'm going to give everybody some hope here. I'm going to tell you where it's all sitting with, because obviously I've said it before. If you got machines and or computers in 2022, you lose your country forever. That's reality. I don't care what anyone said. That's reality. But the good news is we have great things going on right now. Remember, we still have the Supreme Court complaint. I was just with AGs over the last week. They've got all their changes done. I don't know exactly when it will be coming out, but that will take care of when the Supreme Court looks at that. They, one of the biggest things, the relief there is, so none of these states do what they did in 2020. It means they can't have, you can't have a law in Michigan where a governor says send out 7 million empty ballots to everybody.
You can't bypass the legislature, thanks to everybody
you
putting heat on the fact.
You cannot bypass the legislature. That is correct, Alec. That's one thing. Now we have another thing. If you go to frankspeech.com, we formed the Cause of America. We're like a hub to all these other grassroots groups in the country. I'll give an example. The one at defendflorida.org, they've canvassed 20,000 names, and 4,200 of them came up as phantom voters, which means that they just use their names on the voter rolls, everybody. And this is in Florida. So there's 3,000 some counties in the United States. We're going county by county. Yesterday, we spent 12 hours with the new replacement system, which is paper ballots on steroids, basically. Amazing. This, in fact, I think I have one here, but it's in the other room. But I've seen how the system works. It was developed by ex-military and very smart IT people. But it's paper combined with cameras. Amazing system. So we're going to go county by county to get these replaced so you don't use these machines that are defective. Alex, there's a lot of two huge lawsuits coming out. One of them is they did not preserve evidence in all the lawsuits, the frivolous lawsuits where they sued over 200 people, including MyPillow and Mike Lindell, Dominion did, and Smartmatic. Well, combined with those lawsuits, the judges now, we have what they didn't preserve. They didn't preserve evidence in these court cases. Well,
spoliation.
It's called Spoliation. Now, in a normal spoliation, the jury says, well, you must have hit something that would have made you guilty. Alex, we have what they did, what they deleted. So this is going to, it's over. I'm telling everybody, when this comes out, and it's coming out this month, it is going to be game changer, okay? But our big goal is, now, and all the states, by the way, the four big swing states could pull their electors, they're all working on pulling their electors down. They could, that can still happen. It could happen any day. Wisconsin can pull theirs down over the Racine County felonies that they sued the WEC in Wisconsin. Pennsylvania, remember, had more votes than voters. What a law. What a concept. You can't turn in your electors when you have more votes than voters. Arizona's easy. I was just in Arizona. They can pull their electors down. Michigan, and you also seen in Georgia, Brad Raffensperger has to look at the whistleblower and 242 people that went and harvested votes in Georgia, hundreds of thousands of them, they got paid $10 a piece. All this stuff is going on, everybody. You get to frankspeech.com, all the information is there. These are great things going on. All this is a huge thing. It's going to, I want by August, I wish every, I'm hoping every single county in the United States does not have a machine. We're going to have the fairest election in history. But in the meantime, the states could pull it down. The Supreme Court can do it. Who knows what they can, what they will do.
Well, I was about to say, you know, everybody, because you've been fighting so hard, expects you to do it all yourself. And things always take longer than we want them to. But we're getting a lot of traction right now. And that's why their main issue is claiming we're racist and trying to block people that are brown from voting. That's not what we're doing. You can debate all day about these voting machines, but they admit, all the hackers admit, anybody can break into them. They're not secure. So you don't send submarines down that have windows that are open. It just, it doesn't work. We need to get to a new system.
Right. Alex, and that's the number one thing right there. I want to tell you, everybody, I want to hear, if this doesn't scare you, this will. In Utah, I was meeting with the Utah officials there. They did an experiment, a pilot program in 2020 in municipals in three different counties in Utah. You emailed in your vote or you texted in your vote. Did you hear that? They emailed in their vote or text messaged their vote in. I mean, where we're going, I mean, you have two paths. This is what they want over here that they want. If they still want computer, electronics, anything. None of that can be in this next election.
Exactly. We're trying to get back to stuff that's documented and proven and controllable and auditable. They're moving towards even worse garbage and acting like it's preposterous to question it when Democrats, right up until 2020, were saying they didn't trust these electronic voting machines. In closing, because I need funding and you need funding, we're both in the arena, plus we've got great products. We have promo code Alex at MyPillow.com. You have hundreds of amazing beds and slippers and shoes and sheets and towels. They're all amazing. Right here with your American crew. Most of it made in America. So many great products with promo code Alex. And I just want people to know, you need to fund the fighters. You need to fund stuff made in America. You could not find a better place for people that need to buy grocery gifts or holiday gifts or birthday gifts or just, you know, whoever you're helping, your neighbor. You've got a birthday coming up. You've got a baby shower coming up. Or you need new towels. You need new sheets. You need new shoes. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Alex. That way you support a great patriot, Mike Lindell, and you support InfoWars. Spend a minute and a half you have left telling us about MyPillow.com.
Yeah, you know, and by the way, everybody, also remember the bank's trying to debank mystore.com, which right now is on MyPillow. Okay, so you not only have over 200 products at MyPillow that we have supporting 2,700 employees here, but you also have MyStore products, which are all USA entrepreneurs or USA products made here. So you can go down. There's over a thousand using promo code Alex. There's over 1,000 products. You go there and these are, it's amazing. It's like a little, you know, eventually I want it to be like a little mini Amazon to fight that big giant because with their made in China products.
Well, exactly. They want to cut our money off because we're fighting for liberty. And the answer is great. Get great products while funding liberty. It's a 360 win. So you're saying if they go to MyPillow.com, they can also find the My Store and 1,000 other great patriots to help build a community for others that have been deplatformed as well.
Right. And they're amazing products, you guys. Some of them are so innovative. There's a fire starter. There's this bleed stuff. There's just all these amazing products. And I want to tell everyone, with the MyPillow specials, we're passing those savings on the boxers that used to take 50-55% of the money. Now we're passing that on to you. So
Mike Lindell, amazing. Mike Lindell, join us. I am recording this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. And that means there are only 7 days left of us being able to offer our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, at 50% off. It has all the vitamins, all the minerals, incredible amino acids. It is a game changer for your immune system and every other function in your body, and it's a must-have. That's why, despite the fact that it's selling out at current sales rates, we're going to keep it on sale for another 7 days. So we're running this until next Thursday. And your purchase supports the broadcast. I want to thank you all for shopping with InfoWars. Without you, we would not have been on air, and the world would be a much worse position right now than it's in. Thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we have now become the number one beacon of truth, exposing the Great Reset and the New World Order. So support your immune system and support free speech and the fight for liberty at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
They read the paper. They can't be seen with
live
me.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing to lay.
Got a hold of me.
I opened up a little old lady.
before. Gotta be nicer. They want us to hate each other and kill each other. That's not the answer. And then tricks us to balkanize. Okay. The White House has come out and admitted false flag attacks exist, that governments stage terror attacks. That's coming up in a moment from our good little buddy, the most arrogant woman I've ever seen, Jen Psaki. We got some background on it. But first, a new report's been filed at Man.Video. Are we witnessing the end of America? Just a few minutes long. We'll be back. America has been captured by very evil multinational corporate crime syndicate run out of the Bilderberg Group and its public arm, the Davos Group. They are not intending to allow the population of the planet to continue on as it is, to say the least. And depopulation is what's been carried out through covert means through the so-called vaccine program, and that's now coming out and mounting. And then you ask the logical question, how did the technocracy engage in this mass murder that's now unfolding with these slow kill, soft kill weapons? How will they get away with that? And the answer is further destabilization, so horrible that you forget the last major insult to the human ecosystem. So we are being treated as a disease, as a cancer to be cut out. And the big lie is people working for the system believe that they are positioning themselves with the winning team and that they are going to be taken care of because they are going to execute this operation. When you read deeper into leaked documents out of the Davos Group and Bilderberg Group that we and others got at great danger to ourselves, you will then discover that they plan to implode all the Western governments and then even have show trials of the bureaucracies that are going to engage in the initiation of the civil war that has already begun, and not just here, but other parts of the world. So all the ministers in Australia and ministers in the Netherlands and the UK and the US that are doing all of this really believe their position because they went to the Davos Group school, they went to the Bilderberg school, that they have a school, and that they're on the winning team. But if you actually read some of the deeper stuff that they're not given, no, they're going to all be wiped out as well. And I have a sense of being able to look myself in the mirror, in a sense of that I'm starting to measure up to my ancestors that were pretty amazing people, and that I didn't join these scum. But that means I will be set up and put in prison or killed very soon. And let's just get down to being honest about this with you, okay? I'll tell you this, be dramatic. We're at the end of the road here, okay? It's 298 days out from the election. They're never going to let us have a free or fair one again. And they're going to devalue the dollar. They're going to gut the country. And you just need to get right with God and realize we're being judged for abortion. I also want to say that I am not offensively, as I've told you, going to be involved in any type of military operations. You're going to obviously hear that when they stage terror attacks. They're already blaming myself and Rush Limbaugh posthumously, in this case, for the January 6th fiasco and the provocateur false flag extravaganza.
We're supposed to be horrified by the protesters. Meanwhile, 4 years of a coup launched in the Oval Office of Barack Obama to overturn the election results of 2016, and not a single word of concern about the potential damage to our Constitution. There's a reason 75 million people voted for Trump. There's a reason that when he made that trip down the escalator on June 5th of 2015, there is a reason that he had majority support in the Republican Party. And that is, the people that voted for Trump know exactly what the left has been doing to our country. It's nothing to do with race. It has nothing to do with white supremacy. Nothing to do with white this or that. It has to do with the left destroying Western civilization.
And so I have to really just get down to brass tacks with you and say this is the end of the line. Okay?
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And that video is years old. I was in Dallas, Texas, talked to a crowd of 3,000 in one of those old theaters they later tore down. Those old grand theaters. And there I was saying that, and CNN last week had that quote, but they cut out in the InfoWar. It's time for humanity to stand up in the InfoWar. And let the establishment know, I don't know how this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. It's time for us to stand up with information, with the truth, in an InfoWar and win. I'm telling you, the war is an information war. We need to stand up with that in this fight and win. And they edited it to take out InfoWar to say, it's time for humanity to stand up and fight. And if you want to fight, better believe you got one. But see, that's because they want to say burn down buildings, attack police, do all the things they do. And then when we get up and say, we're going to fight back against us, oh my gosh, you're going to attack us and kill us. No, I mean, we're going to fight back, you know, like the football team fought back and won the game, or we fought back in the business deal, or, you know, it's hyperbole. I mean, oh no, we're sending you to prison. So they turned the temperature up in 2019 and 2020 ahead of the election, burn down billions of dollars of buildings and kill a bunch of people and shoot cops everywhere. And then we get a million people in D.C. and they have the Capitol stand down with the federal government watching with thousands of troops. We now know not giving Trump the troops he wanted. And then they get a few thousand people to get a little rowdy, a few hundred to break in, then the cops open the doors and let in maybe 1,000 people, and the feds want to arrest every one of those people. They don't want to arrest the folks attacking the courthouses with firebombs. Because that's the agenda, to brand the majority of the country and the majority of the landmass. Guys, show people a Democrat-Republican map of the U.S. All the Democrats have is some of the coastlines. They don't produce anything. They don't do anything. They just sit there and point their finger at us and say, those are Nazis because they're white. And then it's a bunch of old, crazy white people that swindled their money that are the ones doing that. People are like, white people or what? What, the white person I work next to at a car dealership, or the white person I work next to at the college or the police department or the grocery store or the dental office? Absolutely insane, ladies and gentlemen. But show it this way. Show the map, a national map, Democrat counties versus Republican counties. Because then when you see that map, it's only the edges, because it's the city centers that allow the Democrats to override. Here, I'll pull it up for you. It's the Democrats that allow, through election fraud, what they do. And they've been caught everywhere doing it, over and over and over again. Yeah, that's the map with the counties. So if you're a TV viewer, you can see that. That's why the Democrats are concerned, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we're going to come back. And I am going to hit that false flag news I've got, and a lot more for you here today. And then some huge COVID-19 latest police state news. So that's all coming up in the next segment. Then we have the very special weekday. Yes, we always have on Mondays. Gerald Celente, the trends forecaster, taking.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Country roads, take me home to the place I belong.
Coming up, start of the next segment.
West Virginia.
We got Ray Epps 2.0 caught on video. The article, Watch, Man Confronted for Being Removed from FBI's January 6th Most Wanted List. It's pretty powerful. See the full videos at InfoWars.com. Okay, let's go ahead and get to this. This is a big deal. Video, Biden admin says Russia is going to carry out a false flag attack on itself to justify invading Ukraine. Now, I don't have any examples of Russia staging false flags. The czars, under the communists, I'm not defending communists, it's just, but the czars got caught a lot famously staging false flags. And then arresting their opposition. I guess there was the false flag of Operation Trust that was like Q in the 20s when the Bolsheviks had first taken over Russia, where they posed as the opposition and led the opposition to go and get people to come join so they could then put them in a gulag. But the fact is the Democrats and the corporate media and the gaslighters tell you nobody ever stages anything. And so when we say, hey, they provocateur January 6th or they may stage something in the future, we're like, oh, that doesn't exist. But Jen Psaki on Friday, White House press secretary, the most arrogant woman I've ever seen, she sits up there and says, we have evidence without showing the evidence that the Russians are planning to attack themselves so they have a pretext to go into Ukraine. Now, that is how World War II started, was the Nazi staged attacks on the German side and said the Poles did it in Operation Himmler, subdirective Operation Gliwice, or Operation Himmler and the subdirective sub-Operation Gliwice. So I'm not saying the Russians couldn't do this, but from these liars like Psaki, I don't believe a word she says, but there's the admissions that false flags exist. Here she is.
We have information that indicates Russia has already pre-positioned a group of operatives to conduct a false flag operation in eastern Ukraine. The operatives are trained in urban warfare and in using explosives to carry out acts of sabotage against Russia's own proxy forces. Our information also indicates that Russian influence actors are already starting to fabricate Ukrainian provocations in state and social media to justify a Russian intervention and sow divisions in Ukraine.
Okay, I mean, Russia might be doing that. I don't have any evidence of it. But the point is, this is what goes on. So they try to deny the ocean exists. Now she tells you about the Atlantic Ocean and how it's big, deep, and blue and has sharks living in it. It's like, wait a minute, you said the ocean doesn't exist, Psaki, but oh, now the Russians. So the ocean exists when she says it does, but it doesn't when they say it does. Again, the globalists want a war with Russia. They want to silence dissent here. That's Russia's turf over there. If Russia was involved in our business, I'd be up there, you know what. Like the Chi-Coms are, I'm on them. And the left thought, you know, it was so cute what the Russians were like when they were under their leftist control. But now it's not so cute. That's a real photo, by the way, with their foreign minister, Lavrov, with her years ago in the Obama administration. So I wanted to show folks, this is on Wikipedia, Operation Northwoods, the U.S. government plan to bomb U.S. cities, shoot up movie theaters, to blame the Russians and Cubans and start World War III. Kennedy said no to the plan, Operation Northwoods. So this stuff does exist, it does go on, and we should just stop denying that we got into Vietnam via the Gulf of Tonkin and so much more. Now, I've got all this other news I didn't hit. But I want to go back to something that was in the news yesterday because it's just too insane. But we knew it was coming. First it was USA Today. Now I got picked up by Yahoo News. It's everywhere. With a group connected to the UN saying abolish parents, they're racist. Let the state raise children in communal facilities. Well, that's the Great Reset, which is neo-communism. Got to go see our video about that on Band Up Video from the Sunday show. Here's the column. California should abolish parenthood in the name of equity. Name of equality. And it goes on from there. So my brakeman, this is the guy pushing it. I mean, this is the sabotage of humanity going on. Just like the COVID vaccine is causing a financial collapse as they fire all these smart people that won't take it. Because they took the first one and got sick. They don't want the second or third. They're like, oh, take the booster. Well, I got so sick, I guess I'm going to quit. Oh, things are collapsing too bad. Which is their plan. It's not like I just figured it out today. They've said this. Novak Djokovic arrives back in Belgrade, Serbia after deportation from Australia. And all the reports, I watched like a bunch of them this morning, three or four. He deserves it. He's a troublemaker, not taking it. That piece of filth. Oh, my God. The other guy that's going to get the title now, he deserves it. He's a good boy. And this guy, the competition went on and trashed him. It's us that make these events. And if the sports people and others would start saying no, they wouldn't be slaves of the system. We need more people like Djokovic. We need a Djokovic award for doing the right thing and saying no. He's the one that's won that thing nine times in a row. He's the one. Now France is saying he can't come to the next event either. Well, good. We need more of the tennis players to do it and to go say no. And Djokovic could have gotten fake papers and said he took it. He didn't do that. Let me tell you, the NFL, that's what they do. That's why none of them are dying. But in Europe, they line up and they follow their orders and they do it. University bar students from drinking water under COVID restrictions in New York at Fordham University. Always some new cult ritual you got to do. Don't look people in the eyes. Don't, you know, all this. CDC suggestion to cancel football and band in nearly every U.S. school called unrealistic. It's all just fear-mongering. You need the vitamins, the minerals, and to be healthy. Rand Paul wonders if YouTube will kiss my ass and apologize if the CDC admits cloth masks aren't effective and give you bacteria, pneumonia, and probably spread COVID or any other disease more than not wearing a mask. Because it lets the particulate build up in a plaque in the mask and in water bubbles, and then aerosolizes it better. Big new study out, CDC forced to say the masks do nothing. But do you think the maskies are going to stop? It's their binky. It's their baba. It's their gleegly. It's their little blanket. Those are names that my children had for their blankets. Gweegwee, Binky, and Baba. That's right. My four-year-old his blanket is called Gweegwee. The point is that these masks are their Gweegwees, ladies and gentlemen. And oh my God, it's so ridiculous. And now we're torturing our children with these. I saw this being sold in a store in Austin. Little Buddies by Fiesta plush mask. And when you turn around, it's the face muzzle to teach them slavery. On average, a regular mask lowers oxygen by up to 20%, increases carbon dioxide poisoning. And I figured, I wonder what the lawyers had them right on the back. And sure enough, the big story is on the back. It says, care for your little buddy's mask. If you have difficulty breathing while wearing your little buddy, remove it immediately. Oh, well, we all have trouble breathing. Do not sleep in your little buddy mask because it can kill you. It's $12.99. And you might as well call it the little buddy in Godfather 2 where he's suffocating him with the blanket or with the pillow in the hospital in Havana. I mean, because this has got the filter in it on top of it. And then it's got all this other cloth on it. And so your poor child is literally huffing through all of this with their little buddy. Let me see if I can breathe with a little buddy on here. Okay. I mean, this is just, no, I mean, this is like I've been kidnapped. This is, I'm your little buddy. Ah. So now, this is, I mean, oh, claustrophobia, total. And it's like just the cult programming is just ridiculous of how the system wants to abuse our children. The system's run by a bunch of pedophile, devil-worshipping scum. And they're sitting there telling you to put this big, thick thing on their face. But, oh, if you feel sick, take it off. Or little buddy, little buddies, don't sleep in it because little buddies might not come back. It's all part of the symbol that we're dirty. We're bad. We're silenced. We've got a gag over our right. Help us. Yeah, ride your bike. Oh, yeah, the three-year-old. Let's put a, yeah, can't walk down the street. You're safe now with your little buddy. Because you're diseased. You're bad. You're evil. You've got to do what they tell you. Yeah, we sell very thin masks at InfoWarsStore.com that at least have the costume look they make you have in all these federally New World Order controlled zones. So if you're forced to do it, it says InfoWars.com to resist that way. People that don't get multifaceted things don't understand it. They go, well, why do you have a mask, period? If you've got to, that's what happens. But stand up for our children and say no. They are counting on us. All right. We're going to go to break. And I've got that big story, which I can't find here. But here it is, cloth masks do not protect against virus as effectively as others, CDC. And masks don't do it, period. But I need that article again. I can't find it. Maybe it's here in the Djokovic stack that I was just about to play with our new Ray Epps we've discovered. So I'll find that during the break. Do five more minutes, then hand the baton to Gerald Celente.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.